Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, the show that gets to the truth no matter how much it hurts. Being put on the rack this week, iPhone prices, they've been slashed. The 300 million song iPod, and just over a week to go till Grand Theft Auto 4 takes over our lives. Plus, our gadget of the week and anything else we feel like squeezing in. Joining me, as ever, in this torture chamber mask and chains is T3's incomparable Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hello. Where's Dress Down Friday?
Yes, yes. I should point out at this stage that, we're damn hot.
We're hugely successful.
Hurrah!
We're the most popular, strictly speaking, across various types of gadgets podcast that's audio and not video in Britain.
I see you've also attached an asterisk to that. So if people download the terms and conditions
a podcast that don't involve video, which is cheating,
yes.
In my opinion.
Yes.
Vodcasting is like the same sort of thing as taking drugs and then entering the Tour de France.
Moving pictures.
Yeah.
What next?
Who's into that? You take out the ones that are free ringtones, which aren't even podcasts, then we're the number one.
So we're the number one technology podcast, that's what you're saying.
No, unfortunately we're not. We're the number one gadget podcast, which is a subdivision of technology. But we are very high ranking on the technology one.
Right. Well,
and we've only been on there a few weeks. So
good. Yeah, basically we rule. And if you want to continue as ruling, then go to iTunes and whack in t3.com, where you can subscribe to this very podcast.
Yeah.
That you're already listening to. I think we're targeting the wrong marketing set here.
I think, yeah, possibly.
No,
we might sound a bit arrogant as well saying all this, but
no,
anyway.
No.
Heaven forfend.
Yes. Now, Duncan, you're a rattled man. What's been yanking your chains this week?
Well, I'll tell you what's been yanking my chains, Dan. or just mildly annoying me, because it's the Nerdic story, which was all over the press this morning and yesterday, which was, I thought was going to be really good, because I like all the language that gets used online, the kind of printable language that gets used online. I like woot, that's a brilliant word. And I love the fact that they say, well, it's pronounced owned, but written pwned. That's my current favourite word, which I drop into conversation as much as possible. But this was a list of supposedly tech speak, and it was just a list of things with like HDMI and dongle. And they were saying, it's like a proper language. People can converse in all these words. And frankly, I will HDMI my dongle they can prove that you can do that. They're practically all nouns for starters. So, but the only interesting one they had was rickrolling.
Rickrolling, okay. Now, this has cropped up on a footballing message board, which I go on, and you're going to have to explain it.
Rickrolling, where somebody sends you a link to something, perhaps with a picture of, say, a lovely girl, and says, click on this, it's really hot and sexy, and then you click on it, or it could say, I don't know, here's details of your next holiday or whatever. Anyway, you click on it, and you get sent to a video of Rick Astley, the 80s singer who was ghastly. Right. And it's made Rick a huge star again.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting phenomenon. And considerably more interesting than everything else in this Nerdic story.
Good, good. Well, I can see why that would anger you.
Yeah, but, rubbish journalism.
I'm glad.
Pisses me off.
So, kicking off properly now with the story that T3.com broke this week. Just more padding on the back going on here, but deservedly so, I think. The news that O2 has slashed £100 from the price of an 8GB iPhone.
Yeah, the 8GB one, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, pretty gutted if you just bought one.
Yeah, except you do get, I think, Carphone Warehouse will refund you, won't you, if you bought it in the last month or so.
Under their ultimate price promise.
Yeah.
You see, ultimate would be they'd just refund everyone and give you cash.
Well, yes, I love Carphone Warehouse from many years of using their service.
But if you're O2, you don't get anything.
No, you can just go and stick your head in a bucket of sick far as O2 are concerned.
Good. Well, you don't have to do that, I don't think.
Unfortunately, it's something that's happened. I mean, I've recently had to buy a new iMac because my old one died, and I'm sure a new lot are just around the corner and going to be cheaper, but that's them's the breaks sometimes, unfortunately.
Mm. Well, lots being read into this, though. I mean, is it poor sales? The final confirmation of 3G iPhones on the way?
Everybody always says that. I think, as far as I'm aware, the iPhone sold pretty well. It's over a year old now, isn't it? And it's 8 gigs isn't that much memory, so it's kind of the bottom of the range.
So you're saying due a price cut?
Yeah, due a price cut. It probably does mean there's a 3G iPhone. Not,
I mean, that is what everyone is kind of thinking.
Well, yeah, they are. I don't know. I think it's a bit of a red herring. I don't know.
Well, what's thrown me is that they've discounted the 8GB one, but not the 16 gig.
No, because the 16 gig one is more of a premium product, I think.
But if they were desperately trying to clear stock for a 3G iPhone, they'd cut the price of both.
Yes, that's why I think it is more a kind of, like the 8 gig one was the first one that came out in the States. It's now quite old by phone standards. 8 gigs of memory is no longer that much memory, especially for the application-heavy thing that the iPhone is. And, yeah, it's...
What I like about this...
You could read other... You know...
Is the fact that it's £169. And because of the rather bizarre way that the iPhone is sold, you can just buy it for £169, get it unlocked, never subscribe to O2, and you would then have an 8GB unlocked iPhone for less than the price of an 8GB iPod Touch.
Yes. I'd work that out as well. Yeah, that's pretty good. And it's not as if... I mean, O2's tariffs aren't outrageous anymore as well. So even if you didn't unlock it, it's...
You're no longer,
it's not like you're getting shafted.
Bound into slavery.
Yeah. and auction off your kids and remortgage your wife.
So, okay. Now, T3.com has picked a bit of a doozy for its gadget of the week this week. Casio's XLM Pro EX-F1 just trips off the tongue. Have you managed to get your mitts on one of these?
No, I haven't, but I do use and endorse Casio XLM cameras.
Right.
I'm a big fan, and I have spoken to somebody who has used it.
I suppose we better explain exactly why this is pretty special. It's just a bridge camera for the price of a DSLR.
Yes, about 600.
Shrewd marketing, but it does have a rather special trick.
Yes, it can record very fast, which means you can play things back very slow. 1,200 frames per second frame rates.
At a rubbish 336 by 96.
Yeah, we were trying to work out the maths earlier, because it starts off at normal frame rate with a sort of 1080i resolution.
Yeah.
And then I suppose so mathematically, as the frame rate increases, the resolution goes down.
But still, I mean, that's if you were to... That's sort of like a phone clip sort of resolution.
Yes.
1,200 frames per second.
Yeah, I suppose that's one 40th...
It's ridiculously slow-mo you're going to get out of that, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, you see, the thing I think about this is that's exceedingly clever. Don't know how useful it is, but... It'd be useful for...
golf swings.
Yes, sports coaching things. And things that move very fast that you want to see. Don't know. But it's extremely clever. And of course, obviously, it's not like you've got the choice of either normal frame rate and full resolution
you can
or incredibly slow.
Else.
There is. You can reach a happy medium.
What I'd like... because I, like Simon from The Apprentice, know my way through where I'm the camera. I know about tripods and shutter speeds and, stuff. Mm. And 60 frames per second when using 6-megapixel stills. So, I mean, that
is
phenomenal.
Good.
So
I like the fact that also the flash strobes at like 7 times a second go with that, which I mean, you have a lot of pictures of people having fits and being sick. But
Most DSLRs.
You can slow them right down.
Most DSLRs will manage about 3.5.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
So,
and this isn't, you were saying this isn't really, you wouldn't consider this an SLR?
No, it's a bridge camera.
Right, okay. And what's the difference? You can't change the lenses.
You can't change the lens.
Right.
Although
right.
Some people get a bit sniffy about this, because the fact is, a lot of people buy a DSLR and then get one of those lenses that...
The kit lens that comes with it and never changes.
Or they get the sort of super zoom, which goes from wide angle to super telephoto, and they just leave it on and never change the lens.
Yeah.
For those people, I'm telling you now, buy a bridge camera because you are wasting your money.
That's good buyer's advice.
Yeah, it is.
That's the kind of useful thing you get on Britain's number one audio only, gadget podcast.
Good. I mean, but it is pretty incredible, this. I mean, how long do you think till we see this in compact snappers that, most people will be buying?
Well,
come on.
I'd say approximately 18 months.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to that.
Yeah, ask me again in 18 months. Glass. No, but I suppose, if it's in a camera costing $650 with all the other features this one has now, it can't be that expensive to implement. So, within 2 years.
People are going to be calling this Duncan's Law soon.
Yeah.
Yes, the 2-year trickle-down effect, otherwise known as Duncan's Law. Now, Glasgow has brought us many things. Sectarian football violence, Rabsy Nesbitt, and Deacon Blue. But now researchers at Glasgow University may be about to add one more thing to the list. The 300 million song capacity iPod enough for roughly two millennia of music. I think pretty much
one Pink Floyd album.
It's all been published in the journal Nature Nanotechnology. Duncan, are you a subscriber?
I seldom miss an issue.
I
particularly enjoy their nanotechnology coverage as well. that's my favourite bit.
Yes, yes. The readers' letters are always fascinating.
Yeah.
For people who aren't regular subscribers to Nature Nanotechnology, let me give you a quote from Professor Lee Cronin. We have been able to assemble a functional nano cluster. Which sounds like something you'd find in your breakfast cereal, that incorporates two electron donating groups and position them precisely 0.32 nanometers apart so that they can form a totally new type of molecular switching device.
That guy knows his nanotech.
Yeah, yeah. There's obviously a few errors in there, but, you know, he's got the rudimentaries correct.
Yeah, 0.32 nanometers. Pull the other one, Cronin. As if.
Do you understand any of that?
Yeah, all of it. Next question. That means that you can have loads of memory.
Yes, in a very small space. So 300 million songs on an iPod. I mean, are there any practical uses for this ridiculous amount of memory?
None springing to my mind, but I suppose it means you can carry around a very large number of high-def movies.
Well, it would mean
a small device, which you then wouldn't watch on that small device, so I don't know.
Well, okay, take the EPC.
Yes.
I mean, they're sort of squeezing in, like, you know, 2 gigs here, 4 gigs here, 8 gigs here.
Yeah, that's true.
800 gigs.
Yeah, for a medium-sized device as opposed to a pocket device, I suppose that could have a lot of useful implications.
But you see, it's always the way, isn't it? If you go around, you know, sort of, I don't know, 15 years, and you had your 8 megabyte hard drive or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, you never could imagine filling it.
No, well, yeah, but I think maybe we are now getting to the point where that is becoming the case. But I think what needs, because there's also this racetrack memory, which is like super flash, which also promises loads more.
I love the way you say that, like you understand.
Well, it's called racetrack memory because it's really fast.
This is the one being developed by IBM.
Probably.
Good.
Yeah, so, but memory amounts, like you say, they go up all the time and processing speeds go up all the time. Does it make that much difference if it's
but
always in the same
devices? You see, because we're just going to get next, you know, I don't know, I tell you what, this holographic video, and that's going to take up acres of
This is what it's useful for. It'll be useful for a portable teleportation devices, things that feed stuff directly into your brain, and things that we can't even contemplate at the moment. Hopefully. As opposed to being, it means you can get 300 billion songs on your iPod.
Yeah.
Because that's so, what people need to be looking at, is like, how do we interface with our technology, not how can we get more of the same shit?
So in your new role as futurologist, how long till we get this?
18 months.
Good. 18 months to 2 years, yeah. You say. Excellent.
Yeah, if it's in this device for 600 billion pounds now, it'll be trickling down into iPods in about 2010.
Excellent.
Applying Duncan's Law.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll hold you to that one.
Ask me again in 2 years.
Well, moving on to... Ah, yes. Ooh. Grand Theft Auto 4. You may recognise the music already now. Perhaps this is the most highly anticipated game of the year. It's out in just over a week's time, April the 29th.
Yeah, that's right.
Looking forward to this one, Duncan?
Sort of. I'm not. I'm a little bit agnostic around the Grand Theft Auto games.
Really?
Yeah, because when I played... I played the first one, which was rubbish, which people always... Nobody talks about the first
one. The top-down version.
Yeah, yeah. But even Vice City...
Even that was... pretty groundbreaking.
It was too hard for me, basically. But I played Vice City, and although I enjoyed it, I found it immensely irritating that you could shoot somebody in the face about 9 times and they'd keep getting up, which is not my experience in day-to-day
life.
Well,
you see, that if you shot them correctly, you could actually just
blow their
head
off. I shot them correctly, yes.
the joy of Grand Theft Auto Vice City was just like hanging out in a multi-story car park.
Yeah, no, that's the
thing. Walking off the entrance with a car and shooting all the police that... came after you.
No, but that's the thing, because I'm not actually that keen on sandbox games. I can see the appeal, but they don't, for me personally, because they can become ridiculous, because the worst one I've ever played was bloody... Have you ever played Animal Crossing? Where you have to...
It's never appealed.
You have to get a mortgage.
How have we gone from Grand Theft Auto
4? Oh, well, no, it's a similar thing, because it's like, you can do whatever you like, but in Animal Crossing, you have to get a job, get a mortgage, buy a house, and like... I played that and I was like, this is more boring than my actual life.
That's not as fun as setting up a drugs empire, really.
No, Grand Theft Auto is obviously stomps on that.
Well, let's have a quick listen to what we can expect from Grand Theft Auto 4.
None of you move! Get on the floor!
Liberty City. Rooks. Dukes.
We got real problems.
Anyway, this is Liberty City. Young stuff for life.
Anyway. LCPD! Freeze! I said freeze!
They're just some bad boys.
Whenever I say to go see, go see him. And shut him up!
Before sundown, bring the gun come.
I paid you to do a man's job, amateur. You know, sometimes you gotta break some omelets to make some eggs, you know what I'm saying?
We are the real
rock. Everyone's a rat!
Not me.
Good Lord. What are you doing?
Nothing.
What was he doing?
Quite violent, that game. I didn't like the singing very much.
The soundtrack is half the reason for buying Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, the beats are usually pretty dope and quite fresh, but that one I thought was verging on whack.
Okay. The big difference in this is going to be the online play.
Yeah. And the fact that it involves Eastern European gangsters, so is therefore 40% more violent than what we're used to from the Italians. Online play should be good. Although, I don't know, actually, because I mean the plot bit, I know, well, again, this is maybe my preference, but I do like the plot of the Grand Theft Auto games a lot, and obviously lose that with the online play. And it does become more of the sandbox thing and, you know, just wandering around slaughtering people.
Well, it's a bit like that with most online games.
You know, I know that.
But what I mean is...
But I mean, the plot is so strong in Grand Theft Auto as opposed to in...
But it does become two different games, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you do the...
Well, also, the combat mechanics aren't amazing in Grand Theft... Or haven't been in Grand Theft Auto.
Well, that's what I'm hoping... That are going to
so maybe they've completely and you don't have to shoot people in the face 9 times. But they stop getting up and trying to punch you.
So, all in all, I mean, you don't seem that keen. I'm
well. Firstly, I've got a Wii. Secondly, yes, as I say, I'm one of the 6 or 7 people on the entire planet who didn't. Although obviously I can appreciate the craft that's gone into it and all the the work that's gone into it and the impressiveness of it. I've never found those games particularly enjoyable to
Okay. Well, let me tell you that I've got my pre-order down. And I can't even remember who I ordered it with. It was about 6 months ago.
Just go door to door.
Hopefully it will arrive. Anyway, well, let me cut that. There we go. That's quite enough of that. I probably should have faded that down or something.
No, I think it made it sound more dramatic.
That's what I'm all about. Now, that brings us to the end. Actually, just enough time for your quick-fire reactions to this week's last words, beginning with O2 Mobile Broadband.
Good deal.
Good deal?
I thought.
I'll challenge you on that next time. Tagger phone?
Maybe not such a good deal.
Rubbish deal. iPod tax.
What's that? Is this the thing?
This is the ridiculous thing where the recording industry want money, basically.
Oh, yes. Funding for cocaine.
And Wii Fit.
Yes, slightly dubious.
Really? I thought you'd be up for that. Okay, well, you scored 826. Just
not again.
1 point off the dishwasher and fridge set. Yeah. But you do get this furry pen.
I've not heard it called that before.
Until next week, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the X-Rated T3 Podcast.